You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30.
Hello and welcome to Ours to Protect. I had the pleasure of talking to Donna Mullen this week. She's the author of Make Your Home a Nature Reserve. Now, this is going to be a two-parter, I'm letting you know from the outset. The book covers everything from the earthworms in the ground to the birds in the sky and how you can welcome all into your own very back garden. Donna says this is one the whole family can enjoy.
I suppose it's kind of like it's a book for all the family, because obviously the people who own the places which the kids will be living in are the parents, and so it's basically things that people can do at home and things that you can do with the kids, you know, bring them out to look for animals and to see what it would be like to pretend to be an animal. And really just to see, you know, what you can do at home. And no matter whether your home is an apartment or if you have a farm or if you've got a back garden or even if, you know, you're just whatever, living in a concrete jungle, but there's a GAA pitch near you or, you know, some bit of greenery you can use. So it's basically, it's kind of a book for all the family.
And it really does start from the ground up, from insects to mammals, big and wee, to birds. You can start wherever suits you best.
You know, I like these kind of books that you can just, you know, open it randomly and see what comes out. And, you know, the whole thing about protecting nature, it's all a bit overwhelming. Where do you start and what do you do? You know, so I recommend what we do on our own little nature reserve here is we pick one animal a year and we go after that. So, you know, say, for instance, say, you know, you want something as well that is definitely going to work or you'll just get disappointed. So all the things in the book I've tried myself, they definitely work. And they're kind of, they're animals that are common. But you imagine that common animals, you know, there's loads of them. Yeah. Things that are common today may not be common tomorrow. You know, sparrows were very common when I was growing up and there's less of them now. So so I'd say, for instance, take for instance, a blue tit and say that's going to be my animal for the year. And so for a blue tit, you need to put a bird feeder out the front, say with, you know, with peanuts in it. They would absolutely love that. They'll come within a couple of days. And then and ideally then you can, people, your neighbors will say, what are you doing out in the front garden with this bird feeder? And then you might get the whole street getting involved, saying, well, we're going to make this a blue tit conservation area.
I think this book strikes a balance between activity and learning. So if you choose the blue tit as your animal, for example, and you want to see it in your area, there's loads of facts to go along with it. And there's nothing better than seeing what you read about on a page happening in real life in front of you.
Talking to you from my office, I must have 1,000 wildlife books looking at me here. And I buy every wildlife book that ever comes out. But I just find a lot of them are very technical. You know, they're telling you whatever, you know, the wingspan of whatever animal is so many millimeters, and I've always just been interested in why do animals do that thing? What do they think about? Why are they doing, like, you know, like the female blue tit that we were talking about, what does she see in a male? And apparently what she sees in a male, she likes males with long wings and with strong legs, fancy legs. And people who ring birds say when they hold a blue tit, it really holds on tight to their fingers, you know, when they're holding it. And this is years of the men, the women are obviously looking for, you know, Michael Flatley in bird form, you know. And you know, and you just wonder, what are they doing? What are they up to? How do they think? And if I was a blue tit, what would I be looking for? What, you know? So it looks at all the, you know, the different way the animals live and how they think and you know, and so many of them are so intelligent. You know, magpies and crows, they can tell us apart. I can't. There's magpies living out there. I can't tell one from the other, but they can tell. They can read our faces. Yeah. You know, it's incredible, really, what's going on, and it's right in your garden. And you're really not even noticing.
I asked Donna a wee bit more about the activity side of things and how much it might cost, given the times that we are living in.
Yeah, no, I'm really in favour of kind of cheap and cheerful things to do, you know, and also like things that are easy. You know, there's like even just, you can do simple things like throw out your food waste scraps for the birds. let your grass grow long. You know, some of a lot of stuff involves doing nothing. But then there's also things for, you know, for kids, you know, that you can do. For instance, if you use a little, if you get a badger footprint, if you see a footprint of a badger or a bird or anything, you can use a little Tetra Pak. You can put some clay in it, modeling clay, and you can make, and I've done this with my own kids, in half an hour, you have footprints, stampers of footprints of different animals. You know, it's a lot of it is kind of imagining that you are the animal. So, you know, so going out, see what it's like, you know, get the kids a cheap bat detector or a cheap pair of binoculars. And in that, to have all the sources of where you can buy these things. And off you go.
Time has well and truly caught us. That was a general overlook on Donna's book, Make Your Home a Nature Reserve. But I picked her brains a bit more about these animals. One in particular being the badger. Now, I had a lot of misconceptions about badgers. I didn't particularly like them, to be totally honest. So make sure you come back next week, 12:30, Tuesday. I'll be here. I'll be waiting for you. And come and learn a bit more about badgers with me and the misconceptions that I had. So that's all for this week. Until next week, have a great one.
You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commissioner Mann with a television licence fee and is a partnership between Highland Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.